This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania. Buy any window, patio door, entry door, and get the next one for 40% off. Plus, no money down, no payments, and no interest for 12 whole months. Ooh. Head on over to renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal now. Dozens of local governments are suing the oil industry. Meanwhile, this legislation wants to install panic buttons in schools. Pennsylvania's last private mountain is now public. And kiss this potential new state symbol hello. I'm Claudia DeMiro, and you're listening to Today in PA. Bucks County has joined dozens of others across the United States in suing the oil industry, reports the Associated Press. The crux of these lawsuits is accusations that big oil producers systematically deceive the public about their role in accelerating global warming. Filed Monday, Bucks County's lawsuit, Bucks being Pennsylvania's first local government to sue, targets Chevron and several other oil companies claiming they're behind the area's extreme weather events, like that severe storm in July that resulted in a fatal flash flood. The lawsuit is looking for oil producers to pay to mitigate the damage instead of placing the financial burden solely on taxpayers. Ryan Myers, Senior Vice President and General Counsel of industry group the American Petroleum Institute, said in response to these lawsuits, quote, "This ongoing coordinated campaign to wage meritless, politicized lawsuits against a foundational American industry and its workers is nothing more than a distraction from important national conversations and an enormous waste of taxpayer resources." Alyssa Al-Hadeff was one of 17 students and teachers who was killed by a school shooter at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Florida on Valentine's Day 2018, reports PennLive. Alyssa's law, which was adopted in states including Florida, was named in her honor and was an initiative advocated for by Alyssa's mother, Lori, to make sure schools install panic alarms as an added layer of protection. Al-Hadeff spoke to state lawmakers this week as part of a push to bring Alyssa's law to Pennsylvania. It wouldn't mandate schools to install these panic buttons, but would give schools funding for them in the hopes that they do get installed. Says Al-Hadeff, quote, "If there is a life-threatening emergency situation, whether it's a medical emergency or an active shooter situation, we want to empower teachers to push a button and it's directly linked to law enforcement so they can get there as quickly as possible." Miller Mountain in Wyoming County was believed to be the last private sizable mountain in Pennsylvania, states the Philadelphia Inquirer, but no more. The state was deeded Miller Mountain last year from a nonprofit who purchased it from an LLC, and now it's open to hiking, biking, birdwatching, and the like. There's no set plan as to how the State Department of Conservation and Natural Resources will manage Miller Mountain just yet, but it remains open to the public nonetheless. The Hershey's Kiss may very well be one of the most iconic things to come out of Pennsylvania, says PennLive. Which is exactly why State Representative Tom Mahaffey wants the kiss to become the official state candy. His proposal is making its way through the state government and most recently was unanimously voted through the State Tourism and Economic Recreational Development Committee. It's expected to get a House vote this week, so we could all be kissing Pennsylvania's first candy symbol hello relatively soon. Actually, I just looked it up. It may be the first official state candy in the U.S., making this designation a particularly sweet. That's all, folks. For more Pennsylvania news and otherwise, visit PennLive.com. Also, please don't forget to leave this podcast a rating and to email me at todayinpa@PennLive.com with any opinions you may have. Thanks in advance. And as always, thanks for listening. I'm Claudia DeMiro, and we'll chat tomorrow for more Today in PA. This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania. Buy any window, patio door, entry door, and get the next one for 40% off. Plus, no money down, no payments, and no interest for 12 whole months. Ooh. Head on over to renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal now.